A word for you from Joshua chapter 1 verses 8 and 9. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened, and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Well, you should recognize this great commission of Joshua's. He had had previous smaller commissions where he was faithful. Remember, he was one of the two spies, the only two that were faithful with their commission to spy in Canaan and bring back a good report and to strengthen the people of Israel. But now he's told in very clear terms how he is to live and how the people of God are therefore to live. And it says a number of times about being strong and courageous. Just in this chapter, it's mentioned four times. At the end of Deuteronomy, just before the book of Joshua, it is mentioned a number of times as Moses was preparing for his end that we are to be strong and courageous. But as I've said before, it is intimately connected to obedience to God. If you are disobedient to the Lord and to His word, you will not be able to be strong. You will lose courage. And that's why the Lord says here, meditate on my word day and night. Are you obedient to that? Is God's word precious to you? It doesn't help to meditate as the world understands meditation, which is a sort of voiding of yourself, emptying yourself of any thought, becoming passive. No. It is a very direct, connected meditation, and it's connected to the Word of God. That's why David said, I will meditate on thy Word. That's a very real thing to meditate on, and it's the only important thing. And when we meditate on God's Word day and night, then we are able to live correctly in this world, and we can lead, we can be strong and courageous, and we are able to display the glory of God. In secret, if we meditate on the Lord's word, that it changes us, that our lives are brought in line with God and His word, we are enabled to be strong and courageous.